And managers across the country are gearing up for an annual ritual, what a Washington Post business writer calls a rite of corporate kabuki, the dreaded year-end performance review. A study by one corporate research firm shows only 4% of HR managers think these reviews actually help measure performance at work. And now Harvard Business Review reports that as many as a third of companies in the U.S. are getting rid of them. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now. And Kurt, remind us, how do we come to use these reviews? They grade people. Are they good? Are they bad? Needs work comes up a lot. We understand it goes back to World War I.
Yeah, it does. At that time, the U.S. military was looking for ways to figure out who to dismiss, who poor performers in the military were. In World War II, that evolved because the military was trying to figure out who to be able to promote, not just to base people on past performance, but get a sense of their potential. And so they developed a rating system. And essentially, companies, as they got bigger, they needed this sort of, organization-wide rating system. And so companies adopted these systems to really look at accountability and development of their employees.
But now, as you tell us, so many high-profile companies, Dell, Microsoft, GE, are getting rid of them. Why?
Yeah. Well, number one, people don't like them, right? You just talked about that.
Talk to a manager.
Managers don't like it. As organizations have become flatter, too, managers have more people who work for them. They have more people to rate. And so it just ends up being an immense sort of use of time. Mm-hmm. And the people who are getting them maybe once a year don't really like them. And organizations have basically realized that as the talent shortage is there and mm-hmm. as they're fighting now to get really good employees, they have to do this really well. And so annual reviews don't really work well when you're trying to develop people, when you're trying to rate how they work in teams.
Right, they're more punitive. You sort of wait till the end of the year to find out what you didn't do well, as opposed to what? What are some companies doing instead?
Yeah, so Adobe, for instance, is one of the first big companies to drop annual reviews and decided to look at real-time input. That's a company that has this agile methodology to how they try to develop products. People are collaborating on teams. And so they actually focus on real-time input. They don't use numbers in their systems. They want continuous feedback, and they want regular conversations with their peers and with managers to try to come up with performance ratings. GE, for instance, uses an app to help managers and teams keep track of these types of things.
It's more about improving performance in real time as opposed to waiting to this big moment when you tell somebody you've been screwing up for 6 months.
Right, because that's just too much time.
Well, but there are companies, and we just take a second on this, Facebook, for instance, defending them in the Harvard Business Review.
Yeah, so Facebook says, look, people don't like performance evaluations, but they definitely want performance ratings. They want to know how they're doing. They want to know what they should be doing better. They want to know what they can do to get paid more too, right? And so they have come up with a different system. They've actually come up with a formula and a different way of doing performance ratings. And they say that it still does take a lot of time. It does the things that people don't like about them, but it's a trade-off and it does help them move the organization forward.
Well, Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, I just know one manager and she has pasted your article all over the office.
Oh, that's great.
Because I hate these year-end reviews. Kurt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.